Today's daf is Nida daf Samach Hei. Nida Samach Hei. As we continue in the last perek here in Maseches Nida, in Perek Tinokas, and we are on the bottom of Samach Dalid Amid Beis, as we are in the sugyas of Dam Besulim. Just to note, I wanted to mention yesterday, it's interesting, the last daf, the last perek in Shas, is the Dam Besulim. Is there any deeper message about that? Maybe one could suggest that just when we think we're finishing, we're really just starting. And we think we're finishing the Shas. We are finishing Shas, Baruch Hashem, but, you know, Dam Besulim. We're just starting, and Baruch Hashem, we should all be zochet to finish and to start as well. Okay, the Gemara said at the end of the daf on Tamar Talad and Mabez, the discussion of what happens if somebody has a Maisa Bia and does not find Dam on the first Bia, but finds Dam on the second Bia. So Machlokos Rabbi Chanina and Rav Asi. Rabbi Chanina says Temeya, because after all, if it was Dam Besulim, you would have found it the first time. Rav Asi says Tahora, maybe the first time was Bihataya. Maybe the first time the man had a Bia, and it just so happened that he was able to be Boel without breaking the Besulim. Like Shmuel says, Yecholon and Livol Kama Bios below Dam. And the other sheet that says, no, you can't, you're not Bechoshish for Shmuel, because Shiny Shmuel, the Rav Guvri. Shmuel was unique. Shmuel has special powers, special abilities in the area of Bia Behatoya. The Gemara said, this is, right, but Shmuel was a doctor. He knew the anatomy very well. So he was able to do this. Tosas points out, Tosas in Rasul Shaini, Mashma Hacha, the Shmuel lo Shrich. It sounds like from our Gemara that Shmuel is not so common. Right? The Gemara says, no, Shmuel is different. Rav Guvrei. But if you look elsewhere, says Tosas Vakasha, second line of Tosas, the Perakama Diksubis, Ka'amar, Rov Biki and Bataya. The Gemara at the beginning of Subis says that most people are Biki and Bataya. So you see, Shmuel is not so unique. So the Gemara answers, no, it depends what we're talking about. V'yesh lomar de hataya de ksubis eina bi'ila gemura she tis'aberba kibishar bios. Others can do hataya, but cannot do a bi'a gemura with hataya. A bi'a gemura, which would be mazriya, and be able to cause pregnancy. So a complete ma'aseh bia, that's very unusual, and that only Shmuel could do. The idea of hataya, to do a partial ma'aseh bia with hataya, so that's something that is more common, and that's what the Gemara means there in Maseches Ksubis. Okay, that's finishing up relating to the abilities of Shmuel. Amar Rav, third to last line, Samach Dal and Amar Beis. Amar Rav, Bogeres Nosan Olayla Rishon. Rav says that we had three categories of women in the Mishnah. We had lo higiyas mana liros, higiyas mana v'larasa, and ra'asa, v'odah v'besaviyah. But that was all about Ketana and Nara. But Rav comes along and says, what about Bogeres? What about a girl who gets married above the age of 12 and a half, as the Gemara is going to say? We know Naris is a 6-month period between 12 and 12 and a half. So what happens if a girl gets married above that? Bogeres, like Bizman Azeh. Bogeres, Nosin La, Laila Harishon. We give her the first night, says Rav. V'yani Mili, Laila Harishon, which means, like Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah, even more than one Maisa Bia, but only the first night. V'hani Mili, Shalo Rasa. And this is only, though, if she has not seen yet. Aval Rasa, but if a woman is a Bogeres and she has already seen, like most today, Ein La Ela Bilas Mitzvah V'sulo. So then Rav says, all she gets, halachically, is the first Bia. Bila Spitzah Fasula, again, we'll get to the Maskana, Be'ez Hashem, later on today's daf. But that's Rav, Bogeres, only, Bogeres Sherasa, only Bila Spitzah. Meisvei, question from a Braisa, Meisa, V'nasan La Rebbe, Arba Leilas, Mitokhid Beis Chodesh. There was a story that Rebbe allowed a woman to have four Bios within a 12-month period. 12-month period, Rashi says, Bo'al Laila Harishon. She was Boel. He was Boel. He was with his wife the first night. V'halach baderek miyad, and then he went somewhere, unusual. And then, v'shoh ha'shlosha chadashim, 3 months later he came back and had Bia again. U'matzadam, and then a third time, right? U'ba'al l'fnei Rebbe, and Rebbe said, and then a fourth time. And they came in front of Rebbe, and Rebbe said all the times, ah, it's Dam Besulim. Rebbe gave, that's what it means, v'nasan la Rebbe. Rebbe gave this couple 4 nights, meaning he was allowed them to attribute it all to Dam Besulim. There's a little difficulty, the Aruch Laner and other Achronim point out that Rashi says there were 3 month intervals between the Bias. If it was 12 months, so then it should be could be 4 month intervals if you're going to, he should have been Mefarish, right, between each one. go. So maybe that's what Rashi means. Maybe the Alkaner said the last v'chein isn't exactly the same interval in between. Maybe it was 3 months between the first couple, and then the last one had a larger time in between. That's the ha'ara on Rashi. In other words, according to Rashi, you have 3 months between the first and the second bia, 3 months between the second and the third bia, and then 6 months between the third and the fourth bia. Because when Rashi says, v'chein pam shniyah v'shlishis, that doesn't mean exactly the same intervals. Okay, that's the ha'ara of the Aruch Laner and the Chachmas Pesalel, that if you take Rashi literally 3 months, then you're just short one, because you're up to the fourth bia already by the end of 9 months. Hey Chidami, so back to the Gemara. So how old is this woman, is this girl, that Rebbe gave four Lilos to within 12 months. So Hechidami. And again, we're going to end up bringing this as a question on Rav. Rav, who says that by a Bogeres, we only give her Lila Rishon. We're going to end up asking a question on that. So Hechidami. So Ilema, Diavla Kulubi Me Katnus. Was the story with Rebbe of giving four nights within a year, within 12 months, was it a girl who was a Katana from start to finish? Achetich Yamakatanan. So then why does Rebbe limit it to four nights? Like Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah, Achadech Yamaka, until the wound is healed by a Eina Re'uya Liros. So that can't be the case. So Ella, Diavla Kulu Bimei Narus. So maybe the next choice. Maybe they were all Bimei Narus. That also doesn't work. Narus, Yud Beis Chodesh, Mi'ika, is Narus a 12-month period? V'ha Amar Shmuel. Ein Bei Narus L'Bagwes El'Vav Chadashim Bilvad. Narus is only 6 months. So you can't have all of these Maisa Biyas within Narus, because Narus is only 6 months, and the story is 12 months. So V'chi Teima, and if you want to say that's not what Shmuel meant, when Shmuel says Narus is 6 months, that is only a minimum, but not an exact number. V'chi Teima, Batzer Mehachi Hudaleka, maybe it's at least 6 months. That's what Shmuel is saying. Hatfei Ika, but really maybe Narus could be more. So Habilvad Kamar, that can't be, because Shmuel says the word Bilvad. It's 6 months Bilvad, only 6 months. So the Gemara says, so what is the case of Rebbe? So it can't be all Bimei Katnus. It can't be all Bimei Narus. Next try, it's got to be some overlap. So which overlap? You have two choices of overlap. Katnus and Narus, or Narus and Bagris. Those are the two choices. So Ella, Diyav, L'shtayim, Bimei Katnus, V'shtayim, Bimei Bagris. So is it two of the Bias were Bimei Katnus, 6 months Bimei Katnus, and two of the Bias were Bimei Narus? So maybe that's what it meant. So haba minei, Rav Chinina bar Shalmia, may Rav. But that can't be, because Rav Chinina asked Rav, he gias mana liros tachas bayalamahu. What if she was in a younger category, and then once she's married during this time period of Dan Basulim, she was higias mana liros. So how do we calculate? Because she has some bias beforehand, and then she has some bias afterwards. Omer lei, Rav answers, kol bi'ilo sh'ata boel, einon ela achas. Rav says that all the previous bias, all the lohigiyas mana bias, all are one. Doesn't matter, there could have been 10 bias. But treat them all as one, that's all that's needed, Rav said that's all that they are considered. All bias that she was boel, bekatnus, are considered one. And then memela, how many does she get altogether? Vahashar mashlimin ledala lelos. And the rest, once she's a gias mana liros, what did Beis Hillel say in the Mishnah? Ad motzi shabbos arba lelos. Then she could have three more bimei na'arus. So what do you see from there? That one bimei, that as many as she has, bimei katnus, is considered one. And then she has three more bimei na'arus. Vahashar mashlimin ledalad lelos. So that's the question now, because we said the suggestion we wanted to say was two bimei katnus, two bimei na'arus. Says no, that won't work, because all the ones bimei katnus would be considered one. So then you would need three bimei na'arus. And if you have the intervals, then again it's going to be more than 6 months. So Ella must be diyavla. This must be the case that Rebbe gave her 4 nights. Bintoch that Yud Beis Chodesh diyavla achas bimei katnus. Really, it was one bimei katnus. Vishtayim bimei bagrus. Va'achas bimei narus. Va'achas bimei bagrus. 1-2-1. It was one each one in the first section, in the first age. Two in the middle stage, Narus, and one in the Bagris. That's what we suggest is the case of Rebbe. So if that's the case, now we have a question on the original statement of Rav. Rav, remember, who said that by a Bogeris we give her 1 night. That's it. So if you say a Bogeris normally gets more than one, Let's say she gets two, Rashi says, she gets two nice. If you say normally, we'll give her two. Or Rashi says, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Bogers, Baal Mishnis, Isla Acher Shabagra. Isla Tfei Milayla Achas, Isla Beis Leilos. See, if she normally has two, then you understand our case. Kihechi Da'ahani Katnas Bimei Narus, Lemipsar Lachada. Just like we said earlier, all the Bias, Bimei Katnas, and then she becomes a Nara. All the Bias of Bimei Katnas, knock off one Bia, which she would be allowed to have Rimei Narus. It's all considered one, so one B is knocked off. So you say, Hani Nami Narus, Labagras, Lemipsa Lachadas, so too, Narus, everything she has, Bimei Narus, looking at it from her Yimei Bagras, would also knock off one, just like every time period. So Kindness is all considered one, Narus is all considered one, and then Bagras, usually you have two, but in our case, you'll only have one, because two, Bimei Bagras is only if she's married Bimei Bagras. But if she already had Bias earlier, so you assume everything that she had Bimei Narus is considered one. She normally has two, and that's why in this case of Rebbe, she would only have one. It goes down one. Ela'i Amrit Bokeres da Alma, Lo Yavin and Latve. But if you say, like Rav said, that even Bimei Bogeres plain, she only gets one. So then, what's going on in our case? Of Rebbe's case of the Brisa. She had one Bimei Katnus, two Bimei Narus, and one Bimei Bogeres. But she always gets that. She always gets one Bimei Bogeres. So what's going down? Shouldn't something go down because she had all these Bias before? So, lo lesiv, ela bilas mitzvah, vesulo. So we should go down. What could you go down from one night? Let her have only bilas mitzvah. Let her have the first maisa bias. We discussed yesterday why it's called maisa bilas mitzvah. But let her only have one. That's the kasha on Rav. Again, according to Rav, if Bulgaris only gets one bia, so why in the brisa, in the story of Rebbe, does she still get one night, just like a normal case of Bulgaris, if she didn't have any bia beforehand? Here, she had plenty of bias beforehand. Ketana and Naris, so she should go down something, go down to at least bilas mitzvah. It must be that a Bulgaris normally has more than one. And that's why she could go down to one. So it's a kasha on Rav. Answers the Gemara. No, the olam diyavla achas bimekanos v'gimel bimeinaris. We're not talking about Bagras at all. Rebbe's story is not about Bagras, so it has nothing to do with Rav. It's one bimekanos and three bimeinaris, and just say that they weren't equally separated. It says 12 months. Bemisavres kol talosa yarchi chada ona. Who says that every 3 months is an ona? Maybe that's where Rashi got it from before about shlosha chadashim. Kol tre yarchi chada ona. No, every 2 months. You could have it 2 months is chada ona, right? So therefore, there's no bagris at all, right? So therefore, there's different types of intervals between each time, but you work it out that three of the bias are bimei naris. Good, period. Minyamim saksina'a havishakel va'azel asri de Shmuel. Minyamin saksina'a was on his way to Shmuel's place. Savar, and he already sent out word that he was going to give a certain psak when he got to Shmuel's place, which Lachor was Nahardah. Savar lemevet of the Kavasi derav afilu rasa. He was going to paskin in Shmuel's place. He was going to paskin like Rav that Bogeris only gets one afilu rasa, right? Even rasa. Rav said Bogeris gets one if lo rasa. If rasa, she only gets bialas mitzvah. He was going to pass on like Rav afilu rasa. So really, if you think about it, let's just read it. On my lo palagra bin rasa bin lo rasa. He says that Rav wasn't machalik. He suggests that the hani mili that we have in the Gemara is not midivrei Rav himself. That's just from the suggestion of the anonymous Gemara, but not that Rav himself said it. It's interesting. On the way there, we could say that he's going to do two things wrong. Number one, he's fasting like Rav Bimakam Shmuel. I'm already foreshadowing. And number two, he's misunderstanding Rav, according to how we understand it. That's what he's going to do. So, Kadim Shachiv Ba'orcha. He died on the way. He never got there. Shmuel hears about it. Kari Shmuel Alei Derav Lo Yeune Letzadik Al Aven. No harm will ever come to a tzaddik. Talking about Rav, the godless of Rav, Shmuel said that, you know what, this person was going to go misrepresent what Rav said, and that a great tzaddik is zocha, that people don't misrepresent him, even Rachman al-Islam we have throughout history, great gedolim that are misrepresented by their talmidim sometimes. But at least in the case of Rav, Shmuel said that Rav was zocha not to be misrepresented by by Minyam in Saksana'a, and in that way, that's why he died on the way. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says on the fourth wide line of Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Savar, Avo Bahakshay Rotsa Lasas, Mashallah Omar Rav Me'olam, Bezahayim Akmet Shmuel. Shmuel was very upset about that, right? That's what the Ramban also says here, that it was an onesh. It was an onesh that he was doing something incorrectly. But what exactly was it an onesh for? So if you look at the Ramban, and this is expanded upon by the Aruch Laner, Shmuel was an anav. Really, the onesh was for paskinim b'makam mar d'asra. Right, and Shmuel was the Mar d'Asra, and Minyamin wasn't allowed to paskin like him. Says the Aruch Laner, this showed Shmuel's anava. He told everybody, based on the Ramban, he told everybody that the reason that he must have died was lo yinu l'tzadik alavim, because of the greatness of Rav. But really, it was because of his greatness, because he had the anava, he wouldn't say, but that's really why he was put to death. Aval apizeh yishlom adibazeh ratzal hashmiinu anvas Shmuel tahare hayayachol litvos shemesa ish asher ratzal asos bimkomo neged horaso shahora halacha boel bilas mitzvo parish v'yafal pikin lo tala rak b'mashenogeya lizchus rav. That's the galus of Shmuel. In his anava, that is what he did. He did not take any credit for the event. He gave it all to Rav. Good. Amrav Chinana Bar Shalmiya Mishmei de Rav. Next, Rav Chinana Bar Shalmiya before asked Rav a question. So now we have another statement of Rav Chinana Bar Shalmiya, right? Up above. Sixth line or so on our Amud. Rav Chinana asked Rav a question. So now we have a statement of Rav Chinana Bar Shalmiya in the name of Rav. Kivan Shenitku Shinav Shel Adam. When a person's teeth fall out. Another way of saying when a person gets old, nisma'atu mizonosav, his mizonos gets less. Rashi says kashin lavo, it's harder for a person to make a parnasa when they get older. Nisma'atu mizonosav shenemar, as the pasuk says, gam ani nasati lachem nikyon shinayim. Pasuk in Amos, Hashem says I gave you nikyon shinayim, which we're understanding as teeth are you're coming minukeh. Becoming lost of teeth, b'kol areichem, v'choser lechem, b'chol mekom oseichem. And it follows, choser lechem. So the pasuk says, when a person gets older, it's hard for him to make a parnasa. That is what the pasuk is referring to. And therefore what? And therefore, says the Maharsha, a person should take into account this and make preparations when they are younger, when they're getting the parnasa. Says the Ramban, says the Marsha, Nismatum is an osaf, Kashim Lava, Bahainu, Mishum de Bana Aruso, Yachol Laharviach, Kidamrina Lakaman, Verakatinokas, as we'll have later on. Mayasa, Adam, Yis Asher, Yarbe Bishora, Vizei Efshal Adam, Viziknuso, a person can be Marbe Bishora and go on deep, long business trips when they are older. So Veashmi Inan, so the Gemara is teaching me here. Classic line in the Gemara. The Gemara is full of everything. Afokpa v'afokpa. The Gemara is giving us advice. De yira adam la hashir lo mamon lehistapek mimeno b'ziknuso. V'yal yitin kol nechasav lebanav b'chayav. Kedamrin perek ezeo neshech, kone lo adam la'atmo zeanosek kol nechasav lebanav b'chayav. Says the Marsha, retirement plan. Not to go overboard and crazy that I can't learn anything for 45 years because I'm working on my retirement, but all in a context, all in a proper perspective. The Marsha says this is the line in the Gemara about a retirement plan. Because mezonosav nismatu, therefore a person should always take into account and always make sure that they are prepared for the future. That is the Maharsha here. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I think, the Tshuva of Rav Moshe and others, about life insurance. Rav Moshe writes in Chelek, in Yaradeya, in Chelek Aleph, Simin, I'm sorry, wrong one. That's the Rav Moshe we're going to get to later. We'll get to that in a second, a few minutes. Rav Moshe in Arachayim, in Chelek Bei Simin Kufyud Aleph, Be'inyan Insurance. He has a shuva in 1964. Is that a lack of bitachon, getting life insurance? Iser insurance policy. Hashem can give you osher. Hashem can give you osher. He has daiti, says Rav Moshe. Ein bazeh shum chisaron bebitachon v'Hashem yisbarach. There is no lack of chisaron at all. This is like a business deal. You do business, you do your establis. So this is your establis. Sha'adam lo rak sherashoy. Not only is a person allowed to try to make a living, he's obligated to support a family. A husband is obligated to support a family. That's me ikar adin. It's not me'ikar hadin that the wife supports the husband. That's not me'ikar hadin. As Rav Pam points out in one of his svarim, that's lefnim ishur hadin if the wife chooses to do that. But me'ikar hadin, it's the husband's responsibility to support the family. That's what it says in the ksuba. The aser lo lomar. So back to Rav Moshe. The aser lo lomar. It's aser for a person to say sha'afim lo yaseh klum yasmin lo Hashem yisbarach parnasaso me'iza ofen. No, I won't do anything. Hashem will give me mon. No, to me nalo sheish los chuskazeh. Who says yours on such a bomb madrega? Levada iser lispo chalanes. Besides that iser, avla elu shereuyon leyasos lamnes. Even somebody who's on the level of getting an ace done to them, they still are not allowed to be somech. To haaser avla hispalo sheyasol Hashem yisbarach nes. Kimi first for brachas daf savach. Right, we're not allowed to be mispalo. Then the brachas, a person's wife is pregnant. He writes so that my wife has a baby boy. As a heres a tefillah shav. You're not allowed to do that. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, yes, Leah Imenu is different, she davened, but apashtus is that you're not allowed to do that. Become makom kach nizer me Hashem Yisparach. Shirak aidei eze maisa avoda umischar yishtach lo Hashem Yisparach parnasaso. Yes, it all comes from Hashem. But Hashem goes there that this is what it should be. A person should do their ishtadlus and they'll get their parnasa through this mitzat shenem or mizeh sapecha toch alechem. Through your zeah, that's how you lead your lechem. V'chulu, when he continues, at the end he says, V'kivan shu'kein, af l'gdolim v'tzadikim, sh'roi li'asos lamnes. Even to tzadikim, I'm telling them to get life insurance. Kashikin le'ilu she'bidareinu, sh'anan yasmi diyasmi, sh'asol lana lismach alanes, v'in shum chet, ama she'mishtalan levakish umnes yoser nocha v'kala, v'ru'uya l'fishumat anashim yoser laviyach, and it's no problem to go into a business where you'll make a lot of money. Even though you have to understand where the money is coming from, ultimately, Hashem could give parnasa from any umnis. She'ein anias min ha'umnis, ve'ein ashiras min ha'umnis. Ela kol afis chuso, quoting Chazal. So a person who chooses their business, and therefore says Rav Moshe v'yimkain gam insurance. Who kechal in yoni mischar? This is a business investment. The chadome she'osin leparnasas atzmo parnasas bondav she'rashon likach zekim shu ma'aser parnasa. You're allowed to. You're obligated to do. This is what a kaddish. Who do you think gave you the life insurance? Kibin shara Hashem Yisbarach nasan dea bedoros achronim she'esek zeshal insurance ba'olam. Hashem created and put into the minds of people to create life insurance. So who davar tov v'ra'ui gam lan Hashem k'sheirim yirei Hashem Yisbarach. That is the Rav Moshe, and that's based on this Maharsha. In Nida Samachay, the retirement policy life insurance Maharsha, based on the Gemara of Nitkushinov Nisma'atu Mizonosa. The Shevet Alevi, not only Rav Moshe, the Shevet Alevi has a tshuva, where he talks about this. First part of the tshuva is a little more extreme. For example, Tshuva, he talks about women driving. He is not a fan of women driving. This is the Shevet Alevi in Dalid Aleph. Dalid Aleph, he wrote this Tshuva regarding four topics. That was the first one. He is not a fan of a woman being a driver. But in the end of the Tshuva, where he talks about life insurance, he says, "Kasher sha'alta binyan tochniyot ha'sichun ke'in bituach chayim shamatara hi kasher adam agil me'zikno shorosa lachasen lachatein banav shi'elo kesef chasuch." Even not life insurance, some type of insurance that he'll put away that he'll have when he wants to marry off a child. Put it away. Security. Laniyas daitenu ein bo mishum chisaron bituach emuna. The davar pashit. So you have to prepare for it. What, you expect to marry off a child and not have anything prepared? So he says, that's not a choser bitachon. He says, even if you want to say, maybe the Rabbanon of the Gemara, the Tanam and the Amoraim, but that's not us, like Rav Moshe says. Okay. Two final points relating to falling out teeth. Mechashuke Chemed, he discusses the Gemara elsewhere. The Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the Gemara in Brachas Nunvav, but where it talks about Chalomos, the last parak in Parak HaRoah, the Shulchan Aruch says, there are certain events that if somebody sees in a dream, it is a bad omen, and therefore somebody should have a tainus Chalom. HaRoah Sefer Torah Shenisraf. Somebody says Reish Peches in the Shulchan Aruch. If somebody sees a Sefer Torah being burned, or Yom HaKippurim B'Shas Ne'ila, O Koros Beso, or somebody sees the walls of their house falling down. Oh, shinap shenaflu. Or he sees his teeth falling out. Sorach lehisanos. He has to fast. So he talks about 2 points there. Number one, the Gemara says, bechalomos holchan achar apet. By a dream, if we have a bad dream, we're never just supposed to say a bad dream. If the only time we're ever supposed to repeat a bad dream is if we will have a hatava lip, a pitaron latov. Because it says, all chalamos go after how it's interpreted. Like Yosef Atzadik. So if we get a good interpretation, so then, you know, we should, it should be good. So he says, first of all, he asked, Mish Yish Lashol, if somebody's teeth fell out, is there a way to interpret it Latova? And if Kishapatuk Latova, does he still have to fast? So he says, yeah, he quotes some other Sfarim, the Shulchan Atar, that maybe, yes, it can mean something positive. Because if your teeth fall out, usually when teeth, using your teeth means grinding and pushing and working, so maybe teeth falling out means you'll have it easy. You'll have life easy. Your teeth falling out, you won't have to use your teeth. So he says, I don't believe in that pshat, because look at our Gemara. Look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says if your teeth falling out, it's not a good sign. Mizonos of Kashim. So he goes back and forth. But he says maybe you should have it in mind by Berachas Kohanim, as the Ribbono Shel Olam has said in certain circles, as the Gemara says in the end of Brachas. But he goes through and he ends up saying Lagabi Sheila. He says even if he finds some Pitaron Latov, he would still fast on Shabbos. Because after all, why did Chazal say you should fast on Shabbos? You know, they knew. Why didn't they just say, go get a Pitaron Latova? It must be even if you get a Pitaron Latova, one has to fast. Bizman Azeh, he quotes at the end, the Chazon Ish writes that, you know, many do not fast on bad dreams. Harbei pamim, because of one of the letters of the Chazon Ish, harbei pamim chalamti chalomos keila v'lo samti li bilazeh. V'nachon sheyomar be'ez berchas kohanim rebonu shel olam, say the rebonu shel olam when the kohanim do berchas kohanim, and the nachlus avos says that bizmanim akadumim in the earlier generations when they were kadoshim, then you could say that a dream was a karov on a certain level of nevuah. Bizmanim elu chalomos shavi daveiru, and many of our dreams are just nonsense and they're meaningless. Okay, not every dream, but many dreams, and therefore, for a tainus chalom bizman hazeh, you know, generally, it's not so common. Okay, the one final point to mention, back to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is quoted in the posthumous volume. Now there are two posthumous volumes. In the first posthumous volume, there is about 30 pages of Rav Moshe biography, in the beginning of the volume, and there, I think I've quoted this before, and there it says that when Rav Moshe got older and he needed dentures towards the end of his life, he did not let them take out all his teeth, because he didn't want to be nifsal and be a balmum legabe hasanhedrin. So he made him leave in a number of teeth. Whatever the halachas were in terms of baal mum, there's baal mum for Kohanim, there's baal mum legabe Sanhedrin. So he made them leave in because he wanted to be on the Sanhedrin. That's where Moshe put that with the story of the Rambam wanting to be buried in Tveria because that was where the last place the Sanhedrin were. Okay, we continue. Good. That's the Agarata for today, by the way, as well. Correct. Ras of Oda, third wide line. So now we are back to the third category in the Mishnah. She is Higiyas Vanaleros, and she saw Pashas, the Mishnah was about Naras, Taner Abanan, Ras Avod the Beis Aviyah, Beis Hillel Omrim, Kol Halayla Shalah, give her the whole night, right? That's Beis Shammai says, Bilas Mitzvah, Beis Hillel says, Kol Halayla Shalah, Kol Halayla Shalah, Venosin La Ona Shlema, and you give her an entire Ona. The Kama Ona Shlema, how much is an Ona? Pirsh of Shivang Amliya, Laila Vachatzi Yom. The night and half a day. That's what we say first. An Ona is a night and half a day. We'll see in a minute how that works. Really? Is that an Ona? As we'll see, that's not true. An Ona is, as we've always understood, an Ona. It's one time period, either a day or a night. So, Vramini, but he asked from a Brisa, as we're at Tosefta in Taurus, Haresha, how you gita vubeis bad of tomatoes. If somebody has an olive press or a grape press, which are tamei tmeos ubikish lasos and batara, and he wants to do it batara. Kesedewose, what does he do? So hadafin vahalu lavin vahadashin. These parts of the olive press, the dafin, the large boards that you put the grapes on, the lavin, the brooms that the lulav that you use as a broom to clean with adashin. All of these are not boleya, and therefore all you have to do is medichon. You just have to rinse them off. Ha'akalim. We'll come back to another question in a few minutes, but first let's just read the whole braisa. Ha'akalim shall not sarim, the baskets, the netting that's used, v'shel batzbutz, and of canvas, minagvan, those need to be dried. They're not boleh at all. Really, so you just dry them off from the mamash that's on them. Shel shifa, v'shel gemi, those miyashnon, those, the reeds, those you have to leave. You have to leave over, miyashnon. Make them old, literally. V'kama miyashin yud beis chodesh. How much you have to be miyashin it? 12 months. 12 months. You have to leave him for a year, not use. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, manichon migat legat umikav lekat umibad labad. No, you got to leave them from season to season. from pressing season to pressing season. Migala gada mibalabad. Hainu tanakama. Don't you do that once a year? So it's the same thing as the Tanakama anyway. So you can be Nayu, Charfi Va'afli. No, it's not the same. Sometimes you have an early season, sometimes you have a later season, so it doesn't always work out to be exactly 12 months. That is the difference between the Tanakama and Rishim Ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Harot Zlatar Miyad. Rabbi Yossi says, let's say you want to use them right away. You want to use them Osek Batara right away. So is there a way out? Harot Zlatar Miyad. Yes, Magi Lemberoschem, Duagala, put them in boiling water. Ocholton B'mezesim. Or scald them with a little liquid that was mixed with the olives. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Mishum Reb Yossi, Manich Antachas Atzinor. Leave them under running water. Shemeimav mekalchin, or b'ma'ayan shemeimav rodfin, or water that's running down. Vekama ona, how long do you have to leave them under there? Kederach she'amru b'yayin nesach, kachamru b'taris. Just like we say by yayin nesach v'ona, so too taris. So give me 1 second. Klapi laya b'taris kaminan. We're talking about taris. Who brings it? What's yayin nesach? We're trying to figure out how much is an ona in taris, and we know nothing about yayin nesach. So Ella, you're at the opposite. We didn't get to the question yet. Kedek shomer b'taris, kachomer b'yayin nesach. Just like we say by taris, so too by yayin nesach, the same way of kashering in certain cases. V'kama ona, how much is that ona? Amar b'chei b'rabba Rabbi Yochanan, o yom o laila, a day or a night. As you go, a day or a night. Rav Chana sha'ona, v'amila Rabbi Chana bar sha'ona, amar rabba bar b'chana, amar Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi yom v'chatzi laila. Half a yom and half a night. V'yamar of Shmuel bar Rav Yisrael v'lo pligi, and there's no difference between these two opinions. Ha b'tkufas nisa v'tishri, ha b'tkufas tamas v'tebes. The length of time given is basically a half a day. An ona, meaning a day or a night when the days and nights are equal, and a half a day and a half a night when they're not equal, so it ends up being 12 hours. So, that now, question mark, how could we say on the bottom of the previous amud that Beis Hillel says you need an ona, Rishon Gamliel says an ona is laila v'chatzi yom, a night and a half a day, which is 18 hours, 12 hours is an ona, not 18 hours. So the Gemara answers, and then we'll go back and talk about a few things. Hachanami, yeah, here too, we're misunderstanding. Hachanami, ema, gabe nida, chatzi yom v'chatzi laila. Okay, yeah, change it. By need it also means chatzi yom v'chatzi laila. That's what he meant on the bottom of the previous summit. For laila v'chatzi yom kamar, but that's not what it says. He says, Laila v'chatzi yom. So the Gemara says, you're right, we're misunderstanding the line though. Ella, Elila, Denisan, v'tishrei, right? Put a comma between Laila and chatzi yom. Laila at some times of the year, and chatzi yom at the other times of the year. Don't read them together. Laila, Ella, Eid, Laila, Denisan, v'tishrei, there where it's pretty equal. Echatzi yom, v'chatzi Laila, Detevis, v'tamuz, where it is not so equal in the extreme times of the seasons, number one. Or Viba Yasema Shining Suba, or the case of Shimon Gamliel, what he was talking about, you know why he gives you the extra day in the morning? Because Ksuba, that's a case of a Ksuba case. What's a Ksuba case? Meaning this is talking about Be'ilas Mitzvah. So this is after the wedding. Shining Suba, that's different, a case of a Ksuba, meaning of a wedding. Why? Demagi Batfeat Chasmi. It takes so long to get all the details down of a Ksuba. It's not like what we have. We just have the form of the Ksuba, and then we just fill in the blanks. No. In those days, they filled in a lot of details in terms of the agreement and how much the husband commits, the chulus. It takes a long time. It says on the side, Nosin Venosnin Batuva, Umachar Chatzi Alayla. So it could be that the husband and the wife aren't going to get together until the second half of the night. That's when you're going to have the first half of the following day. That's the case that it's talking about. But in general, altogether, you get 12 hours. 12 hours, period. Good, let's go back. First of all, Tosas just has this, we'll do it first. We'll go backwards. Tosas on top of that has the Ha'ara that he just doesn't understand, the Havamina. The Gemara asked in the Shach Levitarya that the Tanakama says you got to wait 12 months. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to wait from season to season. So aren't they the same? She does. We say no. Sometimes seasons come earlier or later. Tosfos says, what do you mean? What's the Havamina? One says 12 months. One says from season to season. But let's say the season takes a month. So the second opinion only holds 11 months because you go from the end of the season till the beginning of the next season. So Tosfos says Ika tuba Ika binayo. There's a lot in between. So what's the Havamina? So if Yesh Lomar, Tosfos answers, the sphere of the Tanakama l'machmer tfei miyud beis chashi levana. Maybe the Havamin is that the Tanakama wouldn't hold more than 12 lunar months. And the ripening of the fruit obviously goes by the solar months. Imkemi, sof gat, l'tchilas gat, ika yud beis chashi levana. Even if you leave out that month, you go from the end of the season to the beginning of the next season, it's going to be 12 months in the Chad Shei Levana. So that was the question. That's how it would be exact. There is, though, an important discussion of the Rishonim on this case totally. What's the case here of this Tosefta? We have a person wants to make his gat, that is Beis Chabad, Tahar. So what does he do? He does all these Hadacha, or he does Miyashen, or Niguv. What about Tevila? Don't you always need to put a clean in the mikvah? Something is Tomei. Don't you always have to put it into the mikvah? So Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says, yeah, you put it in the mikvah afterwards. When the Rambam quotes this case of Tomas Ochlin, he says, in all these cases, Achmat Vilin. Right, that's a big detail not to leave out, unless you say it's so obvious. But it's a pretty big detail that according to the Rambam it doesn't say. The Rash in Meseches Taharis, the last Mishnah in Taharis, the Rash Mishans, which is one of the great Rishonim on the before the Yachanu Boaz. Now we're talking about before Kahati. Now we have everybody learns Kahati, Mishnayis. Before Kahati we had the Yachanu Boaz with the Rav Bar Tanura and the Tosfos Yontif and the Tiferes Yisrael. Before they had that in the mid Achronim period, we had the Rash and the Rambam. If you look in the back of Maseches Nida in the big fat Shas Gemaras, so we have the rest of all the Masechtos of Taurus there. So you have the Rambam on the inside and the Rash Mishas on the outside. So the Rash there on the last Mishnah in Maseches Taurus, he discusses this Tosefta and he says, Lo kohani lo boi tefila, dipshute kliets lo boi tefila. We're talking about flat wooden kalim, flat metal kalim. They don't. They're if somebody has a tray, a flat metal kli that is a kli. It's used as a kli, a tray. That's makabel tuma daraisa. It's a flat metal kli. Pshute kliets are not makabel tuma. That's the din. They need a base kibul like a kli cheres. The pshute kliets lo boi tefila elatzorach lahasir mashke hatame shenidvak bohen. That's all you have to do. So you just have to remove it. And once you remove it, so that is all you need to do. It becomes tar. That's what we're talking about. That and the Meiri, when he mentions this, has a great diuk. And he says, how do you know that? How do you know that there were these things? We're not talking about being matar them because they're not makabel tuma. Because what is the language? Bikesh la asosan b'tahara. He doesn't say bikesh la taharan. It's not makabel tuma. You're not trying to be matar them. Bikesh, you want to do your new grapes and olives b'tahara. Meaning you want to get off the tuma that's on these kalim. Bikesh la asosan b'tahara. It's the diak of the Meiri. It doesn't say bikesh la taharan. So that's how you know that it's referring to pshute kli eitz. Yayin Nesach came up along the way. As we know, remember the three levels of Yayin Nesach that come up in Halacha, Lamaisa. Obviously, Yayin Nesach, Da'oraisa, is where we know wine that was poured to an Avodah Zarah. That's Asur Da'oraisa, Asur Ba'achila, Asur Ba'ana. That is generally not what comes up as Banazeh. After that, though, we have the next level down of Stam Yenam, wine that belongs to a non-Jew. So that is also Durabban Nazar, because we have no idea whether this was Nisnasich or not. So we have to be Machmir. That is the next level down. And finally, the third level down is wine that is owned by a Jew that was touched by a non-Jew. Wine was owned by a Jew touched by a non-Jew. So that also, if the non-Jew touches a wine that's open, an open bottle of wine, so then he ruins it and he have to throw it out, Midurabbanan again, because of the Xera extension of Stam Yenam. That's why whenever you have a fancy wine, right, Stam Mavushal, all Mavushal wines aren't subject to these laws. But if one has a non-Mavushal wine, goes to a restaurant, non-Mavushal wine, it's always the Mashgiach that comes out to open the bottle of wine, because if one has a non-Jewish waiter, you know, he can't bring you the bottle of open wine, because that would matrif it. Okay, so those are the three levels of Yayin Nesach. Maybe if we have time at the end, we'll come back, but there's more to do, so let's continue. Middle of the Amud. Rav Shmuel Dami Travayu. Rav and Shmuel say, what's the halacha lamaisa of Dam Besulim? Halacha bo bilas mitzvah parish. The halacha is bilas mitzvah. That's it, you get a bilas mitzvah, one the bilas mitzvah and parish, and then they have to separate. Meaning you don't get one night as many bias as one wants. You get, though, a full ma'isa bia, which we'll talk about. Masav Rav Chizda, ma'isa v'nasan la'Rabbi Dalaliz v'dok Yud Beis Chodesh. What about the story we had earlier? Didn't Rabbi give four nights in Yud Beis Chodesh? Amalei Rava. Rava says, or Amalei Rava, Haduya Pircha Lamali, Osevi Mastisan. I don't see it. Why are you asking from a story of a brisa from Rabbi four nights? Why don't you just ask from the Mishnah? The Mishnah has more than bias mitzvah. So who suffer ma'isa rav? So Rabba thought, no, it's better to ask from a story where a person paskid halacha la ma'isa, Right, the difference between saying something in the Beis Medrash versus paskening that way halacha l'maisa, that's a more assertive and a psak that reflects that a person really believes it. Somebody told me recently, very recently, that Reb David Feinstein has said a number of times in his shiurim that B'Shem's father, B'Shem Rav Moshe, that when there are certain machlokos, I don't know if this is a general rule or certain times, when there's a machlokos between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, sometimes Rav Moshe would pasken like the Aruch HaShulchan because the Aruch HaShulchan was a Rav. He was a Rav who was giving psakim halacha l'maisa. He wasn't just a Rosh Yeshiva, not just. He wasn't a Rosh Yeshiva who was more paskening just from the svarim from the yeshiva, but the Aruch HaShulchan was a posek who was being asked the shaila. So there's a certain level of authority of the psak that the Aruch HaShulchan had, Rav Moshe said, that was different than the Mishnah Berurah. Interesting. But that's based on the idea of Maisa Rav. Maisa Rav, that's not a general rule. Nobody should always say, okay, we pass by the Aruch HaShulchan. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's an interesting svara, though, given for certain cases. Okay, people could ask Kamidim of Ramoshe to verify more. So who savra Maisa Rav? So he felt Maisa Rav, and that's why he asked the question from the Braisa. Either way, Mikom Makom Rav Shmuel Kasha. But Maisa isn't an Akasha and Rav Shmuel, because the Braisa and the Mishnah both give other measures for what is mutter for dam besulim. So my answer is no. Inu da avdu karabo seinu. Rav and Shmuel held like Rabo Seinu. The Tanya, a different brisa. The Tanya Rabo Seinu. Chaz Rubenim no abolos b'olos b'los mitzvah parish. They decided, they counted, they voted that bizman hazeh we're bol b'los mitzvah and then we are parish. Period. A little more, and then we'll talk about it. Amar ula kiavi bari Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish b'tinokos. Ula said when Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish were being osek in our perek in the perek of tinokos loavi maski mina, they didn't take out from it. They didn't go up from it, like salka daita, klavi maski mina, elika demasik talim mekarba, as much as a fox gets from a plowed field, which is not much. Meaning they did this whole Mishnah, and our whole Mishnah is not Lamaisa. Umisaimi ba'ach, and they just ended off their discussion by saying, maybe they had a big discussion in the Beis Medrash, but halacha Lamaisa, bol bilas mitzvah parish. Just do the Beis Mitzvah, and then that's it. Amalei Rabbi Abba Ravashi, elamayata bal nefesh loyim Rabbi Yaso. So you're gonna tell me, Rabbi Abba asked Ravashi, that it's bol bilas mitzvah, so it's a chumra, so we should be even more machmir, we should suggest to people that as little as possible you should do, that it wouldn't even have a gemar bia. So amalei, ike libonokvo parish. No, chas v'shalom, don't do that. Tell them that they should be gomer the bia. The chumra doesn't kick in until after the maisa bia. Libo no full parish. If we tell people that, even right away, come out, so then that is something that we don't want to do. We don't want people to have second thoughts about the maisa bia itself. We tell the chassan that they should have a complete maisa bia, and only after that, that's when the heter is over. Okay, a lot to talk about here. Let's see what we can fit in. The discussion of the halacha l'maisa of Abba Bias Vizu Porish. First of all, Rashi says here, Machlokas we've shown him, but Rashi says here, this is even bein higiyah zmana bein lo higiyah. Even lo higiyah zmana liros. Again, based on all the categories in the Mishnah, this is the halacha l'maisa. The shaila is why? This is a chumra d'rabanan, which we know, we paskin like Shulchan Aruch Kosis and Yeridei and Kufsad Gimel and in Evena Ezer and Sama Gimel. That is what we hold. Hakonis is Absula, Bol, Bilas Mitzvah, Vigomer, Biaso, Uporesh, Miad. He finishes his Bia. Meaning, this is different. This is different. It's pointed out by the poskim. It's different than Rachmanu Islan. If somebody's in the middle of a Maisa Bia and then somehow, his wife becomes a Nida at that moment, so then, he's not Gomer. Then at that moment, they have to try to stop what they're doing, and he has to relax and calm himself down, and then Biyotse Be'ever Mace. That is in that case. But in our case, no. Gomer Biyaso. He has a full Maisa Bia, and he doesn't have to rush to come out. Uporish, right after he finishes the Maisa Bia, then he is Porish Miyad. I feel like Tanish Lugi is on a Liros, like Rashi says, Velo Rasa. I feel like Barka Velo Mosa Dam. Tamea, automatically, even if there is no dam, as long as we know it was a full maisa bia. Many of the time, again, this is something that the chassan classes are discussed to tell the chassan before they get married, and that's why it's the importance of having a rav. You know, many times after a wedding, the question is whether there was a maisa bia or not. Maisa bia. So if there was dam, one has to be machmir, but if there was no dam, that's where the shailos come up, and therefore every chassan needs to have a posek to talk about these issues with. After the wedding, but that is the Shulchan Aruch. V'tzigit shricha shetivso patara v'tivdo kol shiva v'lotaska limnos. And you have to once dam besulim is considered as if there's dam nida. So the shaila is why? Where did this chumra come from? We know there's a principle called dam maka. Dam Maka is not uterine blood. So we know Dam Sulam is also not uterine blood. It's not uterine blood. So what are we worried about? So a number of suggestions given by the Rishonim. I'll mention four. The Gaonim, the Tshuva's Gaonim quote, that maybe Dam Besulim causes damnida, like we had before, that certain types of charada, we had the Mishnah Daf Lametes, charada causes or removes, we discussed by Esther about the Schal Kalamal Kamaod, sometimes certain major events to the physical body of the woman causes. So maybe that's what Chazal were worried about. Okay, Dam Besulim causes damnida. The Rashba writes in the Shuva that no. Maybe, just like we said, that it's shchiach, that sometimes people could be bo'al bahataya. So maybe a person is bo'al bahataya. Do you know for sure that it's dam nida? Also a little tzarachian, because let's say the woman has pain, which many times there is. So you're pretty sure that it wasn't bahataya. A third idea the Rashba mentions, I mean the second of the Rashba, is that maybe the reason we can be machmer here, not by other makos, is by other makos, it's forever. It's forever. You have a dam mako, it can be months and months and months. But here, there's a one-time thing, or a two-time thing, and that's why Chazal were machmer by this maka. The shita that might be accepted by most, and that is what the Rush says right here. The Rush says here in Siman Aleph, Venir Ali, the Tam Lachum Razu, Lo Bishvil Shenachos Shem Yotza Damana Makorim Dam Besulim. We're not worried that there's Dam Nida mixed into these Dam Besulim. No. Ela Tam Chum Razu. The time of this chumrah is mishum. The beilas we know in our mishnah. There's all different halachas, all different categories. Lo yigias man aliros, higias man velo rasa, bogeres. All these different details. Is everybody going to remember all these different details? So tam chumrah zu mishum. The beilas mitzvah la kol masura. The ein hakol bekiyin bechiluk. Sheish bein tinokes shelo yigias man aliros ubein yigias mana ubein bogeres ubein rasa ubein la rasa. Not everybody knows all the details in the halachas. Right, it's confusing. Va'od, mishum the chasen, yisra tokfo, and also a chasen is gonna be hard pressed, right? He wants to be with his wife, he hasn't been with his wife yet, and yisra tokfo, in terms of the limitations, that this chasen is gonna have limitations, this chasen is not gonna have limitations. So, hilkach is kimur avosinu lahashvos kulan, velitin lahem din chumra shebechumros. They take the most chumra category, hainu, bogerish sherasa. They treat everyone like a bogerish sherasa, which may ikara din, is nosin la be'ilas mitzvah. Right, just that. He does not have, he writes, like we paskin, he doesn't have to be porish be'ever mace, like the Ravid says. No, he's porish be'ever chai. And because they were machmir about this, so that is the basis for the halacha. Interesting. Machlokes achronim. Machlokes achronim. If a woman has to have an operation, has to have surgery, let's say she has some type of psulim, so the hymen is so stuck and so wedged in, and the makeup of the woman is that she needs an operation to remove the hymen. So does that make her anita? Is that low plug? Right, we say that all these cases, the Rosh says, you know, lakom asura, and therefore they don't know the chilukim. But does that include a case where the hymen does not come out from a maisabiyah? So Rav Moshe writes in, this was the other Rav Moshe I picked up before, in Yoradeh, Chelek Aleph Simin Pei Zayin, Bo'otziu HaBesulim Al Yidei Instrument, Imsricha Leishiv Shivinakiyim. Does it make her a Nida? Rav Moshe says it does not. It does not make her a Nida. Rav Avad Yosef also has a Shuvah, it does not make her a Nida. Nishalti Me'echad, Kasha Lo Haya Efshalo Livo Bir Rishona Mitzad, Sha Pesach Haya Sassum Biyoser, V'Hutzrucha L'Rofe, Shi Yifateach Ez HaPesach Be'Instrument, Ula Hotzi Adam Besulim, V'im Lo Yiv'o Be'Oso Yom, Amar HaRofe Shi Yish Lachu Shi Yizdabik Odapam. And the doctor said that they have to have bia that day because we're worried that it's going to close up. But I guess similar to a hole of an ear, where if somebody has a woman has pierced ears, if you don't wear earrings for a while, the hole closes up again. So the doctor told them they have to have bia that day. So veishavti shemuteris labayla veinetzricha shivinakim betfila ki ari dam besulamu beetzem dam maka rak b'mashe yatzo idei bia asur chachamim velo idei hakaz dam umashinks. Says the Moshe, and he quotes our Rush. I in Rush, Rosh Perakatinokas. He quotes that. He says that was only instituted for bias and not for all Dam Besulim coming out. Good. Another discussion in the Rishonim is when did this come? When did this Takana start? The Rambam writes here in the Pirush Mishnah is this as part of Chumrah Rebbe Zeira, who is on Tamara's daf for Zeira by Bnei Tzion Chachmiru Latzmam. Chumrah Rebbe Zeira. That is the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah. The Aruch HaShulchan points out this Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah suggests in one place, maybe it was a little later, maybe it was suggested earlier, but it was only Mekubal later. But this is an important an important discussion of Dam Besulim, Lamaisa, Lamaisa. Like the Rush says, we treat everyone like a Bogerish Arasa, which, by the way, is not really a Chumrah Bezmanazeh, because most women that are getting married today are Bogros Sharasa. They're Bogros Sharasa. They picked all the most Chumrah category. So that's exactly what the Gemara says, is Meikar Adin. Yes, it's a Chumrah to treat that. Bechla, in the Gemara is already a Chumrah, because it's Damaka. But at least it's not the, it's more Chumrah than the other categories in the Mishnah. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Do a little more. Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara second wide line. Vekula, back to the categories. No, back to the categories, not Rav and Shmuel Lamaisa. Tanur Rabbanan, Vekalu, Shayush, Vekulan, Shayush, Shof, Wazdam. Ubaos, Mitoch, Dala, Lelos, Lacha, Dala, Lelos, Mitoch, Alayla, Lacha, Alayla. Let's say a woman is Shofazdam from within the time period that we attributed to the Dam Besulim versus after. Let's say, right, we give her 4 nights. So she starts bleeding within the 4 nights and then she's still bleeding afterwards. Or if it's a case where she only has 1 night, right, Mitoch Lachar Alayla. So Kulon Tzrichos Livdokas Atzman. In those cases, a woman has to check herself. Why? Because the Tanakhama here says that there's a difference in the color. In those days, they were Bakian in those colors. There's a difference in the color of Dam Besulim and not Dam Besulim, and therefore, she has to check herself there. In those cases, Rashi says both kosim nishtanu maradamim ubekulan, and in all these cases, Rabbi Meir machmer kedivrei Beis Shammai. In all these cases of shofos, Rabbi Meir is machmer like Beis Shammai for a ktana dal lelos to be matzor chabadika if she is shofas v'shar reios shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But by the other reios where she's not shofas, Rashi says, Holach achar maradamim. Then you just go by the maradam, Shere Meir Omer, maradamim ishunin hein zemizet. So Meir's into the bedikos. Ketza, there's a difference. Ketza, dam nida adom, dam besulam eno adom. Very red or a diff, not so red. Dam nida zihum, dam besulam eno zihum. It's mizuham, it's misty, it's cloudy, it's not clear. Dam nida bamina makor, dam besulam bamanat stadin. That says there's a difference. That's what Meir says. Amar Rabbi Yisrael bar Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zudiv Rabbi Meir. This is all Rabbi Meir. But Avachacham Omrim Kol Maradamim Achasein. Vachamim say no, they're not so different that we would be able to rely on Chilukim, and therefore within this time everything is mutter, and after this time, after the limit is over, so then it would be usher. We wouldn't rely on Bidikos. Period. We'll stop here. Beshev tomorrow we get into Ramat Ramach Mastashmish. We get into Chumrat Rabbi Zera. Tomorrow is Chumrat Rabbi Zera Day. Kolorai Labila, two Rabbi Zeras come up tomorrow. Kolorai Labila comes up on Amid Beis. Beis Hashem, we will continue. Again, Beis Hashem, looking forward. All the RSVPs, looking forward to having the Siyuv next Thursday night. Also, those who listen on podcast, I was asked to announce that please, you can go to the Project Sinai website to see more information about the Siyuv. Again, projectsinai.org. Those who listen on podcast, feel free to check out the information online.